I'm excited when I hear the words arts and handcrafted items by artists from Kentucky and neighboring states. And I hope that you can kind of tell us who's going to be there. What kind of stuff are we going to choose from?
Sure. Some of the new artists this year that I'm excited about, we have a blacksmith coming who also knows of the history of blacksmithing, and he's willing to talk about that. We have Justin Roberts, a local Willow furniture maker, who will also be doing a workshop on Sunday from 1 to 4 in helping people make baskets. We have 9 different jewelry makers, potters, basket makers, horsehair. If you can think of making it with your hands, we just about got it.
It's always a lot of fun. How many in all do you think you have coming?
We have 35 vendors this year.
Mm-hmm. And where is it set up?
At the Old Beach, which this is a different location than it used to be. It's in between the convention center and our lodge area, overlooking the water. It's a beautiful spot.
Mm, it sounds really good. Tell me the times, and I'm presuming that there are food vendors available as well?
Yes. It's May 24th and 25th from 9 to 4, and we have regular fair food, like corn dogs, funnel cakes, pretzels, nachos, fresh squeezed lemonade. There'll also be kettle corn there, and they'll be dressed in period clothing and singing. And then Metro Mini Donuts.
Mm-hmm. What are Metro Mini Donuts?
they're miniature, delicious donuts. Yes. They're from Metropolis. That's why they're called Metro.
Why does the park do this, aside from bringing people to it, or is that the primary reason?
As you know, a park, love to support the arts, our cultural heritage. You know, we just want to support our community in any way we can, and we see this as a way we can do it.
Laura, I have not visited the cottage area, and I'm assuming that those are the houses that the dam workers actually lived in during construction. Am I right or wrong?
Well, not that are rented out right now, but some of our housing that our workers live in are some of the original buildings, yes, that the dam workers lived in. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything distinctive about them?
They are tan, and they have small garages on the side. As you go through what we call the cottages that are closest to the golf course area, mm-hmm. if you drive through there, they have little garages on the side of them, and they're the only ones that have that.
Are there opportunities to read more about the Kentucky Dam construction on site at the park?
Yes, we have a pamphlet that you can have. Also, we do, if anybody would ever like to join me, I do tours of the dam itself and travel around tours throughout the park that, you know, discusses how the dam was an integral part of how this park was created.
At the dam, is there still a photographic display down below the construction?
They have a new museum. In the dam area right now. You can't go below, but just last year they opened up a museum that is ran by volunteer veterans.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
And how does one get to that museum? Where is it situated?
Right at the Spillwaters. If you go off of 62, right by our park where you can view the dam, you take a ride on up the road. Right there at the Spillwaters, there is the museum.
Can you still go look at the lock? In operation, do they still allow people to go watch the lock?
Officially, I don't think so. You can't see it from up there, but it's a very busy lock. People frequently do view it, but there's some fencing there. Mm-hmm.
I took a visitor there a long time ago, and I realized that the thrill of watching a lock wasn't shared by all.
I think it's amazing.
Well, there's just so much to do around in Kentucky Dam Village State Resort Park. How did the tree planting go?
It went great. We planted 2,800 trees all throughout the campground area, and a few different Boy Scout groups came and helped us with the tree planting. The hand planting portion, a majority of it was done with a tree setter and the help of the Division of Forestry, Kentucky Division of Forestry. But yeah, it's kind of a dream that I've had since I got here a couple of years ago to plant that area, and a grant became available through Idyllwild and for all the parks to plant trees. So it was a wonderful, wonderful news when we got those trees.
Excellent. What other programs are available to visitors at your park? What do you do as a naturalist and recreation supervisor?
Sure. Well, this is the beginning of our busy season. So from Memorial Day weekend through Labor Day weekend, we do weekly programming, and that can be anything from nature programs to crafts to different artists coming in, and we do that Thursday through Saturday every week. And that's not just for our guests. Locals can come out, too. Like this weekend, you know, we have on Sunday morning, we're going to be going to view the eagle's nest that's here at our park. We have three new eaglets that I'm really excited about. People are welcome to join us in any of these programs, and all they got to do is get a hold of me or call the front desk to get, you know, what we're doing. We're going to have karaoke on Saturday night. Sunday night, we're going to have a band. I don't think the local public uses us as much as they could. You know, we'd love to have them out.
The band will be who?
Heath and Molly. They are a roots rock Americana group coming in to sing with us, and they'll be at the campground near the bleacher area.
Oh, how neat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have a big weekend ahead, and it sounds great. The kettle corn people will be singing while they're popping?
Yes. Now, I have not seen them yet, but they told me all about it and sent me pictures, and it looks like a hoot. Yeah.
Well, thanks again for fitting me into your busy day and spreading the news about the Arts and Crafts Festival this weekend.
Thank you so much.